The Stonecutter. Once upon a time there lived a stonecutter who went every day to a great rock in the side of a big mountain and cut out slabs for gravestones or for houses. He was a careful workman and had plenty of customers. For a long time he was quite happy and contented with what he had. Now in the mountain dwelt a spirit, which now and then appeared to men. And some said this spirit helped them in many ways to become rich and prosperous. But the stonecutter had never seen this spirit, and he worked right there at the mountain. So he just shook his head with an unbelieving air when anyone spoke of it. One day the stonecutter carried a gravestone to the house of a rich man and saw there all sorts of beautiful things of which he'd never dreamed. Such glorious curtains with velvet fabrics and furniture that was just more exquisite than you could imagine. Suddenly his daily work seemed to grow harder and heavier, and he said to himself, "Oh, if only I were a rich man and could sleep in a bed with silken curtains and golden tassels, how happy I should be." And a voice answered him, "Your wish is heard, a rich man you shall be." At the sound of the voice the stonecutter looked around, but he could see nobody. And he went home, for he did not feel inclined to do any more work that day. But when he reached the little house where he lived, he stood still with amazement, for instead of his little wooden hut, there was a stately palace, filled with beautiful furniture, just like the things he had envied. He was nearly beside himself with joy. And in his new life, the old one was soon forgotten. One day, the stonecutter was looking through the blinds to see what was going on in the street, when a little carriage passed by, drawn by servants dressed in blue and silver. In the carriage sat a prince, and over his head a golden umbrella was held to protect him from the sun's rays. "Oh, if only I were a prince," said the stonecutter to himself, as the carriage vanished round the corner. "If I were only a prince, I could go in such a carriage and have a golden umbrella held over me. How happy I should be." And a voice answered him, "Your wish is heard, a prince you shall be." And a prince he was, with servants dressed in scarlet, bearing his carriage along. The coveted umbrella was held over his head. Everything his heart could desire was his. Yet it was not enough. He looked around for something to wish for. And when he saw that in spite of the water that was poured on the grass, the rays of the sun was scorching it, and that in spite of the umbrella held over his head each day, his face grew browner and browner, and he cried out in his anger, "The sun is mightier than I. If only I were the sun." And a voice answered, "Your wish is heard, the sun you shall be." And the sun he was, and felt himself proud in his power. He shot his beams above and below, on earth and in the heaven. He burnt up the grass in the fields, and he scorched the faces of the princes as well as the poor folk. But in time he began to grow tired of his might, for there seemed nothing left for him to do. Discontent once more filled his soul, and one day when a cloud covered his face and hid the earth from him, he cried in his anger, Does the cloud dare to hold captive my rays? Is the cloud mightier than I? Oh, that I were a cloud, and mightier than any. And the mountain spirit answered, Your wish is heard, a cloud you shall be. And a cloud he was, and he lay between the sun and the earth, and he caught the sun's beams and he held them. And to his joy the earth grew green again, and flowers blossomed. But that was not enough for him. And for days and weeks he poured forth rain until the rivers overflowed their banks. Towns and villages were destroyed by the power of the rain. Only the great rock on the mountainside remained unmoved. The cloud was amazed at the sight and cried in wonder, Is the rock mightier than I? Oh, if only I were the rock! And the mountain spirit answered, Your wish is heard, the rock you shall be. And the rock he was, and he gloried in his power. Proudly he stood, and neither the heat of the sun nor the force of the rain could move him. This is better than all, he said to himself. But one day he heard a strange noise at his feet, and when he looked down to see what it could be, he saw a stone cutter driving tools into his surface. Even while he looked, a trembling feeling ran all through him, and a great block broke off and fell upon the ground. And then he cried, Is a mere child of the earth mightier than a rock? Oh, if only I were a man! And the mountain spirit answered, Your wish is heard. A man once more you shall be. And a man he was, and in the sweat of his brow he toiled again at his trade of stone cutting. His bed was hard, his food was scanty, but best of all he was happy at last to be just who he was.